Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great Thursday morning to you. It is Thursday, October the 1st, 2015. Can't even believe I'm saying it's October, but hey, we've made it this far. Oh, gosh, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Vine. We're all across the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I am super excited you guys have tuned in. For the past 5 episodes, we've been talking about willpower. We kicked off our new fall season talking about willpower, you know, the power to sustain, the power to overcome, the power to get through some days and make some days better, the power to make it one step closer towards our goal. Because sometimes, you know, the obstacles come up around us, and it's hard, and there are difficulties, and we can always turn those difficulties into excuses, or we can turn them into opportunities to advance ourselves, to stretch our muscles, to jump out of our comfort zone and live the life that we were really meant to live. Because I believe that at least 80% of us want better in life. Sometimes we get confused about how to get there. Sometimes we don't want to commit to the process, but we have that inner desire to want better, to want more, to want something different, to want greater, because there's greatness on the inside of us that we have yet to tap into. And so that's why we kicked off our fall season on this wonderful subject, and we've had some wonderful guests, very insightful, you know, just come in and pour into us and speak to us and tell us, you know, how willpower helped them. We've had, and I've just, you know, I'm appreciative of everything and all the messages through social media that we've gotten that just say yes, 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 yes. Because when you get that many yeses, like, okay, you're on the right track. And then there were a couple other people who have said, that's not really what I am. And that's great either way, because that's not where you are, and willpower didn't really push or propel you. You know, share it on your page or share it with your people and see if that won't help them. Or just continue to stay tuned, because our next series is going to be just as dynamic, if not greater. Okay? All right. So today, of course, I'm doing the research for the show. And even on Tuesday, you know, this one thing just kept coming to my mind. And I was like, I don't know, but I'm going to share it with you guys. So there's this poem by Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes, prominent writer during the Harlem Renaissance. Okay. And it's called Mother to Son. And I really think that it'll fit in with the willpower thing. So it says, well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had cracks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor bare. But all the time, I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners, sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on them steps because you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall down now, for I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm a poetry fanatic, so that right there, just on the topic of willpower and a mother speaking to her son, reminding him that, yes, there will be obstacles, and yes, there will be hardships, but if I, as your mother, can continue to go on and push on and strive on, then you, as my child, don't have the right to sit down. You really don't. You don't have the right to be able to take all these extended breaks. You don't have the right to tap out of life. You don't have the right to give up on your dream. Yeah, there's going to be hardships and corners and obstacles, but you don't have the right. And that's the whole, I guess that's the whole gist of willpower. Look around you, because there are people around you who wish they could be in similar shoes that you have. So you don't have the right to give up, because by you going on, that gives somebody else hope and optimism that they could go on as well. They may not say it. They may not tell you. They may not put you on a pedestal. You may never know at you, and you don't have the right to give up now. You are so much closer than you've ever been, and you're going to be worried because it's not a crystal stair. You're going to be worried because you're not having a Cinderella fairy tale Disney experience. Life is not like the TV shows. Real life can never be portrayed on television. No one ever goes in behind closed doors and shows you what's really going on and how they really got there. They're going to show you what they want you to know. They're going to show you what sells and what promotes them and puts them in a positive light. No one has ever going to show you and tell you every ebb and flow. And so when we see these things that are glamorized and highlighted and constantly put before our face, we think that's how we get the quote-unquote success that we seek. But the reality is, it's not going to be a crystal stair. It's not going to be easy. And even the fact that it's stairs and not an incline, the fact that she's going up them or we have to go up them means that there's something higher to achieve to, one. And two, if you've ever walked up a bunch of stairs, it means there's going to be some burn. Physically, there's going to be some muscle burn. Emotionally, there's going to be some burn. Spiritually, there's going to be some burn. She never said that anyone was going up the stairs with her. She didn't say anyone was supporting her. She didn't say she had to have a hand out or hand up. She didn't even say she got to rest in the palm. What she said was, it's not crystal stairs, and I'm still going up. So you, as my child, a younger generation, you don't have the right to continue to sit down and whine and moan and complain if you're not doing anything to progress forward. You have lost your right to complain, to murmur, to sit still, to not be active. You have lost that right because you are not an active participant in your life. And for some of us, when we're not tapping into our willpower, we don't have the right to complain or to criticize others who are doing it, who are getting it done. You have lost your right because you are not a participant in the game. I often do not enjoy watching sports games on TV. I do not like a lot of the Olympics competitions with the volume up. Like, I love watching athletes compete and do their thing in their own way. Oh, that's excellent. What I do not like is some of the commentators and a lot of the stuff that they're saying. Oh, this wasn't this and this wasn't that. I'm like, you're not out there. And if you're a commentator who's never been in the sport, that just freaks me out even more because I'm just like, if you could do it, then do it. And if you can't, be quiet. And if you're constantly criticizing and pointing out this fault and that fault and the other fault, oh my gosh, are we not looking at human beings? And as human beings, we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to trip, we're going to do some things that are just downright human. But we keep going. And every time we do something, it's not going to be a perfect 10 or a perfect 9. You're not always going to get a perfect score with other people judging you. Why? Because they're human as well. But nabbit, sometimes give yourself an A for effort, because the person standing up beats the person sitting down all day long. The person on the field beats the person in the stands all day long. Man, I remember back in the day when I was that was your heyday. Good job for what you accomplished, but don't knock down the next person who's trying to accomplish it. Pass the baton back. Pass the wisdom back. Pass the knowledge back. Don't just hold on to it and sit in a place of criticism for the rest of your life like you're comfortable, like this is it. You've lost your right to criticize. You've lost your right to have your opinion even matter or count because you're not doing anything with it. You're not pouring back. You're not reaching out. You're not helping up. So now your right has been revoked. And that's the other thing about willpower. We give people too much right to have a say in our lives. You don't get a say in my life if you're not on my team. You don't get a say in my life if you have not done anything to support me, my goal, my dream, my vision, my family. You don't have that right. And we allow people with no rights to voice their opinions, and then we start recycling that opinion in our head. Like, oh, my gosh, she said, and I don't know, and she could be right there. No, stop giving people power in places they need to be powerless. Give them the respect that they deserve as a human being, and that's it. They don't have the right to continue to play over and over again in your head, for you to continue to rewind and replay and replay and replay, because what have they done for you, or what are they doing with you, and what are you guys doing and accomplishing together, or it's not together, then don't worry about it. Opinions come every day. If you turn left, you're going to get an opinion. If you turn right, you're going to get an opinion. But we choose to hold on to these things from other people who aren't doing or chasing or following their dreams, who've allowed their dreams to die, who gave up their dreams, who live deflated lives, although it looks another way, but you are deflated on the inside, but you have a whole lot of commentary about what someone who is chasing their dreams is doing. And when you are a dream chaser and you're unpopular in your circle and people don't understand you and don't get you, don't worry about it. For the simple fact that if you're living your life according to the gifts that are placed inside of you, you're on the right track for your life. Because what's inside of you is greater than what's on the outside of you. And a ship can never sink based on the water that's on the outside. A ship sinks only when that water that's on the outside starts to come on the inside. So no matter what storm you're up against, long as the water stays outside of your boat or stays outside of your mind, you're fine. You're going to make it through this because this is seasonal. This is temporary. This is a necessity on the journey, but it's not the end of the story. It's so kind of like, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm going to die. This is it. I can't take this hurts. Okay. All of that is temporary. No one lives at the gym. But while you're there and you're working out and you're getting it in and you're on team fitness and team wellness, oh, there's hurt and there's burn. But you leave the gym. And you leave there, hopefully, not in as much pain as you were while you were doing that exercise or that workout routine. When you leave the gym, now your muscles are resting and repairing and restoring. And then you have to supplement them, give them the necessary nutrients so they can repair and restore the right way. You have to put in the right electrolytes and things into your body so you're not cramped up and stiffened up. You may even have to get a massage or something afterwards. But after all that happens, you go back because you want the results. So you go back. In life, a lot of us aren't trying to go back. We just, oh, my God, he said this, and so that's a closed door, and it's a no, and it's a negative, and it's not going to happen. You need a lot of no's. Because that builds up your resistance. You need a lot of no's. You need that negativity. It does something for you that will help propel you later on. So if you don't give me no's and everything's all smooth and handed to you, you don't appreciate what you have. But once you go through no after 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 no, you're like, wow, eventually I've gotten all these no's. Guess what? Today's the day I'm getting that yes. And it'll happen because now you're looking for the yes. You're expecting a yes. Instead of going out to defeated, saying, oh, well, it's going to be another day full of no's. They're not going to look at my resume. They're not going to accept my proposal. They're like, stop. So what? 715 no's? Great. Number 718 could be the yes. And you're going to quit at 717? You should have quit at 100 then. I mean, I don't understand. We make it to 700 plus and we want to quit? You've made it to 700. That's more than a person who just wants to be unemployed. That's more than a person who's been in the same position for 20 years. That's more than a lot of other people. But you don't give yourself credit for that. You just hear all the no's, and you hear what other people have said about you, and you're a loser, you get rejected, and you're this, that, and the other. So you label yourself according to the negativity that's around you. And then all of a sudden, the water from the outside is now getting inside, and now you feel as if you're sinking, you're in despair, you don't know who to call, you don't know where the Coast Guard is. Oh, woe is me, that idea didn't work. Okay, well, have another idea. Improve upon the first idea. You've got something inside of you. It's great, whatever it is. If it's got you fueled up and excited, and your eyes pop up in the morning, you're like, yes! And before you start to think all that negative stuff, you get excited about that, and your body's creating adrenaline off of that, and you pump yourself up, and you get up out that bed, and even your shower feels good, guess what? You're on the right track. What you're designing, what you're creating, what you're making, it's on the right track. And you're going to get those no's. And I don't know why people don't say that a lot, but you're going to get the no's, and you're going to get rejected, and you're going to go through rejection, and it's just a process. Build you as character, as stamina, as resistance. Everything can't be a yes, or else you're not going to appreciate it when you get it. You notice that a lot of the lottery winners, like the big lottery winners, like, yes, I won, oh my gosh, they're broke a couple of years later. Why? Because they knew how to live paycheck to paycheck. They knew how to live within their means on their job. But when you just throw all this money at me with no financial knowledge, I didn't have to really earn this. I just bought lottery tickets. I didn't have to grow into this position and learn about stocks and bonds and investments and who's on my side and who's against me and what's a good deal. And I need to think before I sign on dotted lines. I need to read contracts in their entirety before I sign them. And now I'm broke. How do you go from million to broke? Very easily. Lack of knowledge. Lack of wisdom and lack of being around the right people who have your best interests in heart. They think they know, but see, whereas they've never handled millions of dollars before, they're just right from the block. They don't know. And if you want to make your money last or your dream last or your vision last, you have got to surround yourself in those arenas with people who know how to do that. And yes, it's uncomfortable. And yes, it's different. And you may not understand the terminology at first. And it may seem weird and awkward. And you may want to revert back. But if you just stay in the game, if you just hang in there, you can maintain the success, the prosperity, the knowledge that you have. But you've got to be willing to step outside of what's comfortable, what's normal, paycheck to paycheck, and go beyond that. When you go from high school to college, there are transitions that have to be made. You don't have study hall and teachers coming at you saying, hey, your report's due next week, do you need any help? You have professors who have active lives who say, hey, this is the syllabus. This is what's due. This is when it's due. Cool. I'll see you at the end of the semester. I had one of those professors, so I was like, what? What do you mean? And you're left alone and isolated for so much of that experience to make it. I had a professor tell me, he's like, I got mine. You got to get yours. And at that moment, at my age, I was like, well, isn't it your job to help me get mine? He's like, I gave you the book. I gave you the syllabus. Here's my assistant. See you at the end of the semester. What? I need you to do this project and this project according to the syllabus. Now, mind you, at the time, I'm young. I'm like, what? That makes absolutely no sense. You're supposed to guide me and help me. It's not like high school. It's not like middle school. And I'm not saying that my teachers, you know, babied me or anything, but they at least supported the journey. They were available to me. They availed themselves and made themselves really available, whereas he's like, oh, here you go. Go for it. See you in the semester. Now, mind you, years later, in retrospect, that was one of the classes I learned some of the most, and I've retained a lot of the information from that class because I actually had to pretty much excavate everything on my own, make it applicable to my life, and then for him, you know, you had to do presentations like 3 times in that semester, and then he's like, oh, good job, here's your A, here's your B. Really? At the moment, I didn't appreciate that. But it only prepares you for something greater. So when you go on jobs or when you're in the workforce and people say, hey, here's an assignment, I expect it done within this time period, see you later, call me if there's an emergency. What? I'm kind of prepared for that. Well, I'm better prepared for that because I've already had professor, whatever his name was, say, hey, you're on your own, make it happen. I expect nothing but an A. What? Okay. But, again, life is building blocks upon building blocks upon building blocks. And in the moment where it seems like it's negative and it's just going to drive you crazy and you're not going to be able to do it and you're not competent or you're not qualified enough, it's just preparing you so you're better qualified for the next opportunity. So when we're talking about willpower, every obstacle is an opportunity. And it is preparing you and it is building you for something greater, for that next level, for the next interview, for the next time you're in front of the camera, for the next time you have a presentation, for the next thing. And we have got to stop looking at everything as so negative. It's not. It's an opportunity. And you know what? You're probably going to fail more times than you'd like. But guess what? That's also part of the process. It, again, does not feel good in the moment, just like your workout, but at the end of the process, you know, when you're standing and flexing those muscles and you see definition and tone in places there were no definition, there was not definition or tone before, you're like, yes, okay, all right. And so you're more enthusiastic to go back and try again or try this different exercise or try that different exercise and to work the muscles around the larger muscle. So now you've got all sorts of tone and definition and you've got all sorts of stamina and your willpower has been worked. And you're working it, and it's working you. And it is really working you out. And sometimes you're just like, oh, my gosh, I don't understand. This is so crazy. This weekend, my husband and I were watching Rocky, not a big Rocky fan, but, you know, it was the whole series. So I was like, all right, well, let me watch the first one and see where the whole thing started from. So I've never saw the whole first one. And so Rocky's sitting on the couch, and he's talking to his girlfriend, and he's like, you know, the worst thing is really the fight. The worst thing is the day after. I was like, what? Yeah, it's just like a car accident. You know, they say the next day you're sore, and I was like, oh, wow, that makes sense. And for us, when we go through situations that test our willpower, question our faith, or even have us doubting ourselves, it's not the initial rejection. It's that day after, or those few moments after, we were reflecting back. Oh, I could have done this. I should have done that. I could have done this. Oh, my gosh, why didn't I do that? Why did I say this? And we're beating ourselves up even more than the initial rejection or the initial incident that 8 times out of 10 wasn't as bad as we're making it. But now we're blowing it up in our imagination, and we're processing it, but we're processing it negatively, and it's not going to produce the positive results. A lot of us could have been a lot further along in this game called life had we not said all this negative stuff to ourselves, because what you're saying to yourself, your brain is acting on. So if you continue to say all this negativity, all your neurons and everything is saying, oh, negativity, let's feed that area, and all that stuff is growing. But if you start today, positivity, speak affirmations, give yourself positive confirmations, look back over your life and say, you know what, I am a survivor, I am greater than the obstacles that have come up against me, I am wiser because of this experience, as negative as I felt it was at the time, better because I went through that relationship, or because I at least showed up to participate. My God, I am smarter. I'm different in a good way. I'm unique. I am, oh my gosh. And start looking at yourself differently. And when you start to see yourself differently and then appreciate the gift that's within you, start talking to your gift. And we're going to make it today. We're going to be all right. We're going to be one step closer today. I'm going to make a connection today that's going to just propel us forward. I'm going to be prepared with my business cards, with my resume. I'm going to have this stuff on me because I never know when opportunity is going to coincide with my destiny. Oh, God, I'm so prepared. Let's go get our hair done. Let's go get our nails done. You never know who's looking. You know what? Let me go sit and tell my story to someone in my family, someone younger who may need an uplifting word, who may need to know that, you know, you can make it. Because I made it. You can make it because, you know, life hasn't been a crystal stair for me. But you know what? I keep climbing. And eventually, the staircase is going to end. And eventually, I'm going to be closer to my destination, if not at or beyond it. And that's the funny thing. We can go beyond our destination at any point in time that we so choose to, because it's a choice. Just like a whole bunch of other stuff in our life, it's just a choice. And once you make the choice, commit to you, commit to your choice, commit to your goal, because it's really not going anywhere. It's yours. It's inside of you for a reason. And when we share these goals and dreams and desires that seem lofty or fairy tale-ish with people who can't dream because they've chosen not to, people who won't dream because they speak negative to themselves, then they want to crush our dream. So sometimes you got to hold on to what's yours and not let everybody know about it. Sometimes you got to wrap your present up and just leave it right there. Don't unwrap it in front of everybody. That's your gift. That's yours. Go somewhere personal and private and unwrap that with people who understand and appreciate. Because the other thing is, if people don't appreciate it, or whatever reason they're choosing not to support you in your dream, it's a reflection of them, not necessarily a reflection of you. Now, your dream could be crazy. You could say, you know what, I'm going to go fly a kite in a thunderstorm with a key on it because I believe in something called electricity, and I think we can harness electricity. You may think that. Same way as it's already been done, how about don't go outside with a kite and a key in a thunderstorm? But at the time, that seemed crazy for the environment that he was in. But he believed so much in what he was doing, he was willing to take that risk. When you have willpower and a dream inside of you, you're going to have to be willing to take some risks, come what may. If I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. But I will not leave this earth empty. I mean, I will leave this earth empty. I will not die with my dream inside of me. I will not die with this hope and this goal and this vision inside of me. If I leave, when I leave, whatever time that is, the world's going to know I was here and that I made a difference by the life that I led. We got people with no dreams, no goals, no aspirations. Okay, that's not true. They have dreams and goals and aspirations. They just don't have the, I don't know, inner push that's beyond willpower to go do it because of circumstances and environment and so much negativity. I say, don't give up on you. Be your number one supporter, your number one cheerleader, and you're going to do great. You're actually going to do phenomenal, but you've got to be able to say, you know what? There's a thunderstorm coming. Let me go out, buy me a kite, and get a key. And if that inspires you, I suggest you start drawing pictures of kites and keys just as a friendly reminder. You know what? I'm going to follow this thing out until the wheels fall off. I'm going to follow this out until I can't follow it any further. I'm going to do it until I've made all the necessary connections I need to make, until my dream has given birth to something greater. Why? Because it's in me for a reason. I don't think we get that. It's all these billions of people on the planet, and we're the one with this dream, this vision. We're the one, the chosen one, to bring this to light. And then we act like we have the right to sit down on the staircase. No, there's something inside of you that has to come out. It's exciting and wonderful when you link up with like-minded people and you guys can fuel off each other, bounce ideas off each other. It's terrible to be around people who are just humbugs and Scrooges and dream killers and dream crushers. And yet we sit in that stew like it's good for us because it's comfortable, because it's normal, because we've been here and we're used to it. No, it is not acceptable. You don't have the right to sit and stew in negativity because Auntie didn't make it, because generations before you didn't make it, because this one and that one didn't make it. Get on your staircase, stand up, and put one foot in front of the other. If you slip, you slip. If you fall, you fall. But keep putting one foot in front of the other. No, every day is not going to be sunshine. No, it's not always going to be pleasant. No, it's not a fairy tale. You can't click your heels three times to go home. But what you can do is, because your life is worth living and living out loud. That means find your dream and don't let go. That means when you feel yourself slipping, tie a knot at the end of that rope and hold on with all that you have. You don't know who may come at the right time with the right message that will encourage you to pull up a little further. You don't know what situation can come or what situation can, you know, intercept your life. But if you don't show up, you'll never know. Missed opportunities, missed appointments, being late, being ineffective because you're ill-prepared. It's not acceptable. You don't have the right. I don't know who lied to us and said, hey, you can do these unacceptable things, but you don't have that right anymore. That was a facade. That was a lie. You don't have the right. You need to develop the spirit of excellency that matches the willpower that's inside of you that will help you propel your dream forward, because eyes are watching. And eyes that watch are attached to mouths that talk. And I know we're not caught up in what other people say, but if you are going to make a first impression, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And if you get a bad reputation in your industry, it's one of the hardest things for you to shake. Not impossible, just hard. So why give them that opportunity to have negative stuff to say about you and your vision? Why not come prepared 100% of the time? Why not be on your game 100% of the time? Why not study so you're more knowledgeable? Why not prepare ever the day may bring? You never know. That person on the bus, that person in the taxi, that person, that Uber driver could have the very connection you need. But because you running late, not prepared, looking at your business notes, you're not making the connections. Because you decided, when I get there, it is what it is, I'm going to miss the opportunity because the investor just left 5 minutes ago while you're still running around trying to get shoes on. We don't know what opportunities, like, it's not really highlighted. Hey, I'm opportunity, I'm waiting for you. No, I'm opportunity, I'm here at 10 o'clock. You're here at 10:15, I'm gone. I have other appointments to make. So as you look towards your willpower, you look within you, know that you've got it. You've got what you need right now inside of you and with you to make it to the next level. Tap into that and do something phenomenal for yourself. Thank you for listening to our whole willpower series. I'm excited. Like, that was some really good stuff in there. So I hope you guys have used it and the tools were effective and uplifting for you. Listen. Post of the weekend. You'd be surprised how empowered you'll become Monday morning. You guys have a great one. I'm ready. And I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday as we start off our new series. Yay! Stay tuned to our social media pages, and we'll let you know what that new series is going to be. All right, y'all have a good weekend. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you. And may your dreams develop more on the inside of you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.